At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
I mentioned during the first quarter that Marion had brought in a freshman into the lineup, and that was her name is Kira Neal. She is a 5'11 freshman. So this is one that was just moved up to the senior high team after the junior high season came to an end. Here's Payne with the ball. Mounts home. Gets the ball to start the second quarter as they lead 10-6. Jackson throws it to Gilbert on the right side. Back over to Jackson. Jackson will give it to Payne on the left side. Down to Martin in the corner. Down to Foreman on the low block. She puts up the shot. Partially blocked. Goes off the backboard, and Marion gets the rebound. Back on the Lady Patriots. Here is Delaney throwing it over on the right side to Sloan. Back to Delaney. Over to Robinson on the left wing. Robinson's going to drill to the low block. Her layup is blocked. And Foreman gets the basketball. She'll throw it out to Gilbert, who finds Martin. Going to the lane by herself for the easy fast break layup. Good. Emma Martin with her first 2 points of the night. 12-6. Mounted on leading Marion. 7:13 left in the half. Ball goes on the left side to Robinson, up top to Sloan. Back over to Robinson on the left wing. Back up top to Sloan. Sloan's going to drill to the right elbow. Goes back out to the wing. Now throws it up top to Robinson. Robinson's going to drill down into the lane, and a blocking foul is going to be called on Mountain Home with 6:58 left in the half. Leah Jackson picks up her first personal foul. That's the first team foul against the Lady Bombers here in the first half. Again, less than 7 minutes left in the half. Mountain Home leading by six. Montgomery will inbound it. And, another foul is going to be called on Mountain Home before the inbound pass goes in. Leah Jackson with two quick fouls. That's her second team foul against Mountain Home here in the first half. So it will be Marion inbounding it once again. Montgomery will trigger the pass underneath the basket. Gets into Sloan in the right corner. Out on the wing goes to Delaney. Delaney will dribble up to the top. Over to Robinson on the left wing. Ball goes to elbow. Now over to Sloan on the right side. She's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. Montgomery gets the offensive rebound. She puts it back up. No good. And this time Payne gets the rebound. Back come the Lady Bombers. Emily Payne will bring the ball into the front court. Dribbles to the right side. Now is going down toward the low block. She's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. I don't know if that was partially blocked or not. But Marion comes up with the basketball. Back comes Robinson. Back the other way. Going into the lane for the layup. No good, but she's going to draw the blocking foul and head to the free throw line with 6:22 left to play in the first half. Anna Grace Warren picks up her first personal foul. That's the third team foul against Mountain Home here in the first half. Santia Robinson at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 2 points so far this evening. First free throw will not go. Jala Henderson and coming in for Marion, and also so is another freshman, Little. Robinson misses a second free throw, misses both, and the rebound comes to Mountain Home. Here's Gilbert into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Gilbert throwing it over to Martin, now up top to Yates. Over to Gilbert in the left corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good, a little strong. The rebound's controlled by Joy Montgomery, and back comes Marion. Ball goes into the front court to Little. Little throws it up top. Now ball goes back to Little. Now down, tried to throw it to Montgomery. A reach-in foul that was going to be called on that pass attempt. Emma Martin's going to be called for her first personal foul. Team foul number four against the Lady Bombers. And now Mount Home's going to take the timeout. We'll break with 5:54. Let's play in the first half. Mountain Home leading Marion 12-6. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Carol Morgan came to Arvest Bank needing to get a loan. Let's hear what happens.
So, Carol, good news. You're approved for this loan and at this interest rate.
Yay, that's great.
You also mentioned you have some credit card debt. Would you be interested in rolling that into this loan so you're paying off that credit card at this same rate?
Really?
Yep, then it's all just one payment instead of two.
Wow, that's
helpful?
Very helpful.
Personal loans made easy. Arvest Bank, ready to help.
So Marion will inbound the ball coming out of the timeout. The ball goes to Montgomery in the paint, and she's called for the travel before she gets the shot off. That is the Lady Patriots' fourth turnover of the night. Comes with 5:52 left to play in this first half. Mounts on with the ball back, leading 12-6. Kate Gilbert into the front court. Throws it to Martin. Tries to throw it to Yates in the lane. Pass was wide of her. It goes out of bounds, and Mount Tom's going to commit their third turnover of the night with 5:41 left. 6-point Lady Bomber lead. Delaney will take the inbound pass, walking into the front court. Mount Tom once again in a man-to-man. Ball goes over on the right side to Robinson. Now up top to Little. Over the left side to Henderson, who checked in a little bit ago. Henderson will pick up her dribble now. Throws it down to Little in on the low block. She's going to go into the lane for the jumper. No good. Henderson gets offense rebound. Cannot get the put back. Gets her own rebound, though. Puts it back up. Can't get that one either. And now a late foul call against Marion. I guess an over-the-back foul on Joy Montgomery. That is her first personal foul. Team foul number three against Marion here in the first half. 5:15 left to play in this half. Lady Bombers with the ball back. They lead 12-6. Kate Gilbert walks the ball into the front court. Dribbles on the right side. Now goes up to the top. Over to Martin on the left, up down the corner to Yates. Yates throws up top to Gilbert, back over to Martin on the left side. Martin now picks up her drill, gives it to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to drill down into the lane, going up for the running jumper. No good, gets her own rebound, puts it back up. That one will not go either. And this time the rebound comes to Little. Back comes Marion. She'll throw it to Robinson, who's quickly back the other way, going into the lane for the layup. No good. And ball's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Marion, and it will be Mount Holmes basketball with 4:41. Let's play. In the first half, Jessica Robbins will check back in for the Lady Patriots as she replaces Joy Montgomery. 12-6, Mounted Home with the ball and the lead. Martin into the front court. She dribbles toward the right side. Now throws up top to Gilbert. Back over to Martin on the right. Down to Payne in the corner. Back over to Martin. Over a lot pass to Foreman in the lane. She can't get the layup. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up off the glass. That one will not go either. And this time Marion gets the rebound. 4-13. Let's play in the half. Here is Delaney back the other way. She's going to the low block. And she's going to be called for the travel. That was Marion's fifth turnover of the night. Comes with 4:08 left to play in the first half. Mounts home with the ball once again, leading 12-6. Deanna Woodson's going to check in for the Lady Patriots. And looks like Marion's bringing in another sub as well.
Ken Perkins in also for the Lady Patriots.
See if I can tell you who that is in a little bit. Here's Yates with it on the left wing. Now gives it to Gilbert. Back over to Yates in the corner. Now finds Foreman in the lane for the layup, off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman with 4 points. 14-6, Mount Holmes lead up to 8 with 3:48 left to play in the half. Ball goes over on the left side to Woodson, up top to Lil. Back over to Woodson. Now she finds Henderson at the elbow, and she's called for the travel before she dribbles. Shuffled her feet when she faked a little too much. So with 3:38 left, Mount Holmes gets the ball back, leading by 8. Gilbert walked the ball into the front court. Throws over to Martin on the right side. Down to Yates in the corner. Cross-court pass to Payne on the left wing. Now gives it to Gilbert just outside the lane. She's going to be fouled as she takes that pass. Jessica Robbins picks up her first personal foul. That is the fourth team foul against Marion here in the first half. 3:26 left of the half. 14-6, Mountain Home on top. Gilbert will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Now trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives it to Payne in the corner. Payne will dribble out to the wing. Now throws a lob pass to Foreman, and a foul is going to be called on Marion on that lob pass. That is going to be on Jolly Henderson, her second personal foul. That's the fifth team foul against the Lady Patriots. And Hallman's going to come in, another freshman for the Lady Patriots. She replaces Jala Henderson. 3:21 left in the half. Anna Grace Foreman will inbound it this time on the baseline. Gets into Martin on the left wing. Down to Foreman on the low block. She puts it up off the glass. A little strong. No good. Gets scrambled for the rebound. Ball still loose. Going out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. And it will be Marion's basketball with 3:13 left. Lady Bombers leading 14-6. Ball goes into the front court. Now Mount Holmes going with a double team. Actually a triple team, and it works as Gilbert gets the steal, throws it to Martin back the other way. Now Martin has trouble handling, finally gets it. Her layup will be blocked, and Marion comes up with the basketball. Back come the Lady Patriots. Holloman's going down into the lane for the layup. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home, and it will be Marion's basketball with 2:49 left in the half. 14-6, Lady Bombers on top. And now Mount Holmes going to take another timeout. So we'll break with 2:49. Let's play in the first half. Mountain Home leading Marion 14-6. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
So Mountain Home already using up all of their 30-second timeouts. They still have all three of their full timeouts remaining. 2:49 left to play in the half. Marion will inbound the ball. Mountain Home leading 14-6. Perkins inbounds it to Lil. Now up top to Robbins. Over on the left side to Woodson. Woodson drills down into the corner. Gives it back out to Robbins. Over to Little on the right wing. Back up top to Robbins. Mountain Home in a 2-3 zone. Ball goes over to Little on the, to Woodson on the left side. Down to Robbins in the corner. Now ball goes up top to Little. Over on the left side to Robbins. Robbins will give it up top to Woodson. Woodson will give it over on the right side to Little. Over on the left to Robbins. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer, and she gets it. Jessica Robbins with her first 3 points of the night. 14-9. Lady Bombers leading it. 2:15 left in the half. Martin back the other way for the Lady Bombers. Throws it down in the left corner to Yates, and she's going to throw. I guess Yates stepped on the baseline, on the sideline, when she took that pass. That is Mount Holmes' fourth turnover of the night. 2:07 left to play in the half. Marion with the ball. Mount Holmes leading by five. Here's Robbins across the timeline. Throws over on the right side to Little. Down to Woodson near the free throw line. Up top to Little. Little's going to try for the three. It rolls around and goes in, and all of a sudden Mount Holmes' lead is cut to two. Little with her first 3 points of the night. Here is Gilbert back the other way. Throws it to Yates in the right corner. Cross court to Emily Payne in the left corner. She drills out to the wing. Gives it there to Martin. Martin will throw it up top to Gilbert. Over to Yates on the right. Down to Foreman in the lane. She's going to put up the layup off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman with 6 points. 16-12. Mountain Holmes lead back to two possessions. 1:25 left to play in the half. Here's Robbins throwing over on the left side to Woodson. Up top to Little. Back over to Woodson. Woodson will dribble up between the circles. Throws over to Little on the right side. Over, tries to throw it to Perkins. Ball's going to go out of bounds. And it will be last touch by Marion. That is their seventh turnover of the night. Comes with 1:08 left in the half. Leah Jackson's going to check back in for Mountain Home as Emily Payne takes a seat. And for Marion, Joy Montgomery is going to come back in as she'll replace Nakia Perkins. A little over a minute left to play in this half. Mountain Home with the ball, leading by four. Gilbert across the timeline. Listen, we take inside the final men. Mount Home looks like we'll probably be holding for the last shot of the half. Here is Gilbert with it up top. Throws over to Martin on the right side. She's just inside the half court line. Now Martin dribbles a little closer to the top. Gives it to Gilbert. Back over to Martin. 40 seconds left. Gilbert will drill to the top. I'm sorry, Martin will drill to the top. Gives it to Gilbert. Back to Martin. Back over to Gilbert. 30 seconds left. Gilbert's trying to get some distance between her and her defender. Now Gilbert will throw it to Martin on the left side. Martin's going to drill it down. Gives it to Leah Jackson. Jackson's going to drill towards the lane. She's going to be called for the travel. Mountain Home's fifth turnover of the night comes with 13.6 seconds left. Emily Payne's going to check back in for Mountain Home, replacing Leah Jackson. And Santia Robinson's also going to come in for Marion, as Deanna Woodson will take a seat. A four-point lead right now for Mount Sinai. Marion will try to get one last shot before the end of the half. Ball goes over to Robinson on the left side. Up top to Lil. She can handle the pass. Ball is knocked away, but Lil is able to get back. 3 seconds. Robinson's going to try for the long three. She cannot get it to go, and we've reached the end of the first half. Our first two quarters are in the books. Our score at the break. Mountain Home leading Marion 16-12. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.